at the top of your story, you made the a point that you're on stage and the audience is out there. So there's an out there, there's an up here, and then there's an up here in your head. And it seems like you're trying to get something that's in your head to communicate across the stage and into those ears. And that's a sea change of what happens between what's up here and what's out there.
Yeah, and I think 90% of the stories that we experience in our heads. Anything from embarrassment to excitement to pleasure, we experience that cerebrally.
What ends up happening up here never matches what's out there. Let me give you an example. When I was in high school, I thought about girls a lot, and when I would lie down and listen to my Walkman, the words of the lyrics of the boy bands of the era would speak to me.
To get into some romantic awkwardness in your past life, you used the lyrics from 90s R&B boy bands. Are you a fan of 90s R&B boy bands?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know anybody who would say that they aren't. Absolutely, I am. Yes. I think it's something that I'm kind of owning now and that I wouldn't have owned back then. I might have made fun of them in the past, but really, you know, I love it.
I was lying in bed, and I was picturing this scene with this girl, and in my head, it was like, I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
In my mind, she was wearing Abercrombie and Fitch. And, you know, I looked into her eyes and she looked into my eyes. But what ended up happening is I stress ate, took her on a carnival ride, and threw up a little bit in her mouth. Another time, senior year, in my mind, I was thinking of the lyrics and picturing the scene with this girl whose shore house I was going to, and the words went, shooby-doo-wop and Scooby snacks, I met a fly girl and I can't relax. And I'm gonna edit the next part. The only problem is, she's a Marion girl.
Shooby-doo-wop and Scooby snacks, met a fly girl and I can't relax. The only problem is, she's a movie star.
I wanted to reach my arm casually around hers and look into her eyes. But what ended up happening is I got really nervous and ended up picking up some animal crackers and kind of gently crushing them into her hair. And I think I did it flirtatiously.
Anytime I go on a date or anytime I'm going to go on a date, A, it's going to be awkward.
Is that just a given?
It's just a given. It's going to be weird. B, I'm always going to be, I'm usually driving and I'm going to be listening to some kind of song to kind of psych myself up or get myself ready.
Are you a single guy now?
I am.
Yeah, the story ends with sort of a wonderment, a plea, not really a plea, but sort of a wondering aloud if someone's listening to your story now and thinking of boy band lyrics in her own head to this future date that may or may not exist out there.
Yeah, I wasn't just trying to connect with a female. I was trying to connect with all the cerebral people who see themselves as being cerebral as kind of in their own heads, and to kind of recognize that and the beauty of that and the fun of imagining.
I know what you're thinking. Steve's too out there for what's up here to ever match what's out there. I'm shouting, I don't know why. But there are, I know, and maybe you believe in the power of storytelling, that there are others out there like me, and maybe there's a girl who's gonna see this story. She's starting to imagine meeting me. And in her mind, she's saying the lyrics to herself, You are my fire.
My fire.
The one.
Fire.
Desire.
Desire. Believe.
I'm talking to Steve Clark. He's the winner of the newest Grand Slam, the First Person Arts Grand Slam, with a story about being out there. Thanks so much for talking.
Thank you very much.